So these are the sounds of the corridor between halls 1 and 2 in Gare de Lyon in Paris. Mum and I have just been sussing stuff out, working out where our platform will be, and sorting out some ticket issues. And now we're going to try and look for the Tram Bleu, which we won't be able to get in the restaurant because it's not open at this time of day, but we're hoping we'll get in the bar. If all else fails, go for a drink. And for the audio's sake, I'm walking along a tactile path here. I've talked about tactile paths in other bits of Europe before, and they've got a rather good one here. It's very, very feelable. Could really do with more of these in the UK. Except people keep walking in it.
Yeah, they get out of your way, because they realise that they're on the wrong place, a bit like a cycle lane.
Yeah.
No,
it's a Robert Lane instead.
Yeah, you're less hassle, right?
Yeah. Is this where I have to divert off it?
You're right. No, thank you.
It keeps going, does it?
You never know.
Yeah. Does it? Yep. Straight on or left? All right, fine. It's all right. I'll just walk with you. It's fine. Meandery people.
Yeah. Come into a flight of stairs.
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, very grand. You going for it? Yep. Pushy thingy. Oh, you mean a wheel,
yeah.
A revolver?
Yes.
Okay. Can't be the right term. Wait till Mum's out. All right, let's go for it then.
Yeah.
Oops, and I'm being knocked over by it as it carries on round. Oh, sorry, yep. Yeah, fine.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Thank you.
Merci. I put that, is that okay there? Ah, oh, splendid. Excellent.
Well, they've got Big Ben Bar.
Right. Grab that bag under there.
Can you bring it under the table a bit?
Yes, please, if you could. So, when I find my phone, I'm recording. I wonder if you can just quickly describe it for the describe the place. All right. Okay. Well, I'm sure they won't. No, I know, but I'm sure they won't rush us.
I'm also saying. All right. Loads of time for you.
Okay. Okay. It's roasting. Okay, so it's a little bit later in the Tram Bleu, and I have a very nice beer, and Mum has a Bacardi and Coke. Well, I won't worry about the price for that, but we're just looking at the menu. Do you want to tell us a bit about the menu?
Well, if you want a hamburger with chips, it's going to cost you €26.
Yeah.
Okay. A cup of tea, Earl Grey from moi, €10.
Yes, yes.
If you want an ice cream, and actually we need to beware in Venice because this could happen, an ice cream is €15. What was the other thing?
The coffee one was okay.
I think we get the idea.
We do get the idea, yeah. Do you want to describe the room? Because that's a bit more interesting.
It's beautiful. Did you remember the age of it when you were reading? I've forgotten the age.
I can't remember. I think when it's been here for as long as the station, I think. So.
And how old is the station?
I would have thought mid-19th century.
It's so beautiful. Because
it was originally the station buffet.
There's murals on the walls. Some of them are ladies and gentlemen, sort of 1920-ish. On the ceiling, they're more sort of angels and goddesses.
Yep.
There's lots of gold leaf, and sort of plasterboard statues.
Yeah.
Very grand chandelier lights. Lots of brass and wood and leather.
The windows are enormous, aren't
they? Windows are enormous.
The windows on this side are looking out onto the station forecourt, and then I think the restaurant ones also look out onto the station itself, don't they?
You can't hear. You might be able to. I can't see them. Yes, I think you can see out.
So there we go. It's not. I mean, I'm glad we've come here to see this.
Yes, and they allow dogs in here, which is a bonus. A little poochie is just waddling past.
Yeah, I suppose this is Paris. Dogs appear everywhere.
Yeah. You see, we never know in England, so we don't take him in, you know, when he's not a guide doggy.
Well, if I bring him to Paris at any point, I shall bring him here.
Yep, I think so. March him up the stairs. We just could do with a lift, that was the only problem, to get up here.
Is there any more beer in the bottle?
Yes, there is. We're enjoying this.
Tell the world what my beer is.
It is Pelforth. Run.
Excellent. Very nice too.
6.5%.
Oh, good. That's good day today, so far. Champagne for breakfast, red wine on the train, and now beer. It's also a bit backwards.
I know we have gone, but we've had a big gap between each one. About 3 hours between each one.
But the good thing is, my hangover from yesterday is now going.
Do explain that you only had two drinks yesterday.
Yeah, I did only have two drinks. I had a beer and a large glass of Malbec. I've had a hangover, a headache hanging over my right eye all day.
Yeah. And I had two glasses of rosé, and I've had exactly the same thing, which is just now lifted. But we think we're a bit dehydrated. So far we're definitely having a mini adventure.
We are, absolutely. Yeah.
And all being well, we're going to get on this 93 carriage train tonight.
Yeah, we would coach 93. We're slightly worried about how far we've got to walk.
And if we manage to find that on time, and if it's in Hall 1, 2 or 3.
Hall 1 with its platforms numbered A to M, and Hall 2 with platforms numbered 7 to
21
or something.
And Hall 3 vanished below ground.
Yes.
So we haven't explored that one.
Presumably that's where platforms 1 to 5 are or something then.
No idea.
Very odd.
But we feel more confident.
We do.
We've got some idea of the system, but we haven't found the left luggage.
Yeah. Well, this time yet.
Oh, pickled garlic. Come on, garlic.
Oh, yes. I've had my first strange food of the weekend, which was that they brought some little snacks with our drinks, because that's what happens when you pay a fortune for drinks. And they had some olives and some peanuts and some pickled garlic. Which, well, you know.
You did? Take a bite.
It was I took two bites. It was
With a screwed up face.
To be honest, I'd be more likely to eat raw garlic than the pickle aspect of it. You know, the vinegar aspect of it. It's the vinegar aspect that offends me more than the garlic.
You could always wipe the vinegar off.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, it was an interesting experience. Mm. bring on more interesting experiences. Right, okay, over and out from us here.
I think the sign of community ramble, we must be recovering first.
Oh, do you think so?
Yeah,
maybe.
Sounding more like our own self again.